Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Vav. We are on Ayin Hayim Abayis. Just one scheduling note that will not be a daf up tomorrow morning, Ezra Hashem, so we will continue on Sunday. But tomorrow's daf will not be up. Ezra Hashem, at a future date, it will. I'm just not going to be around tomorrow. Okay, Ayin Hayim Abayis. We are up to the fourth wide line. It's from the word Ima. Ima. Fourth wide line, Ima. So what have we been talking about? So the first half of today's daf continues yesterday's discussion. If you remember, the Mishnah at the beginning of Elohein HaNisrafin, the first Mishnah in the Perek, discusses a number of women that are Asur Mishum Sreifa, Asur with the Misa of Sreifa. If a man lives with his wife or her child, or wife, or her mother, or her grandmother, or her granddaughter, in both directions. So that's what we're trying to figure out, where the psukim are, where the drashas are, the sources in the Torah, for all of those nine women mentioned in the first Mishnah. So the Gemara went through a number of them in the first half, and including one of the sources, we quoted a brisa, that compared his relatives and her relatives. That's what we're going to pick up with. The Gemara here is going to comment on the first line that we had yesterday at Ayin Hayim Abayis. If you remember, Abaya said, we had a brisa of three lines. We went through explaining each of the lines of the brisa. And the second line of the brisa that said men should be like women, what did that mean? So the way we explained it is that just like we know, and it's mefurish in the Torah, that a man is usur to his wife and his wife's daughter and granddaughter, even though he's not related to them. It's his stepdaughter and his step-granddaughter. Even though he's not related, still those are asur midaraisa. So too, we compare that to the husband's own daughter and granddaughter from somebody who's not his wife. If he rapes a woman and he has a daughter and a granddaughter from that anusa, so you might have thought, it's not mefurish in the Torah, you might have thought that arayas are all about marriage. And if you don't have marriage, so then there's no isser. So that's the mucker. No, just like through marriage, through his wife, they're automatically usser, his wife's daughter and granddaughter, so too daughter and granddaughter on his side, that's not related to his wife. That was the drasha we had yesterday on the top few lines, top three lines on Ayin Hayim Abayis. So now that today, the first half of today, is asking if that's true that we compare his relatives to her relatives, so why don't you say blank also? Right, so we're going to have two possibilities, and that's going to take us to the middle of Ayin Vav and Aleph. So possibility number one, E. Right, we're starting with E again, fourth wide line. E mahi aim ima asura. So why don't we say as follows? If you're saying that we compare him to her, so we should say just like her grandmother is asur, aim ima, my wife's mother's mother. Right, my mother-in-law's mother. Aim ima. So if my mother-in-law is asur to me, afhu aim imo asura. So why don't we say my own mother's mother is asur to me? And we know that's only in a siddur rabbanan. It's only in a siddur rabbanan. Aim imo. Aim ima is in a siddur raisa based on sukkah we had yesterday. But if we're comparing her, my wife's relatives with my own relatives, so why don't we learn this also? Just like my wife's grandmother is asur to me daraisa, so to my own grandmother, my mother's mother, should be asur to me daraisa. And we know that's not true. So we have two reasons why we don't darshan that. Amar Abaya, number one. The first reason is a one-line reason. The second reason is a 10-line reason. So the first reason is Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Imcha hi mishim imo ata mechaivo, v'yeta mechaivo mishim eim imo. It's a special drasha. Special drasha that it only says your mother. So only your mother's asur to you, and not your mother's mother. But the wife is a separate ashara. So that is number one. So Miri points out, so it's amazing, but not all arayos are totally logical. You might think that the closer someone is, the more asur, and here you have an example of the other way. Here's an example of your wife's grandmother's asur daraisa, and your own grandmother's only asur darabanan. That's the way it is. Why is it? Maybe the Meiri suggests... Is that Meiri? Oh, I don't have it here. The Meiri suggests maybe that there's less of a chashash because it's your own grandmother. Is the point of arayos to try to keep you away, preventative, or is the point of arayos it's so bad you have a stronger onesh? So that might be what's behind this issue. But either way, the Meiri says sometimes you find that somebody who's closer is going to be less asur daraisa. So that is abayas, a special limud. Only your mother and not your grandmother. Rava Amar. Rava says. As follows. So again, the answer of Rava is going to take us all the way to the fifth line on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. So let's keep track. Rava Amar, Bein Lamanda Amar Don Mina Omina, Ubein Lamanda Amar Don Mina Vuki Baasra Lo Asya. Rava says we know there's a general machlokas in Shas about Gzeirah Shavas. When we have a Gzeirah Shava, how far do we go? Do we have to go the Gzeirah Shava totally? You're comparing A to B. So if you're comparing A to B, so then everything from B has to be learned to A. Do you say that? Is that how we understand Gzeirah Shavas? That's called Don Mina, take from there, Umina, and from there, keep taking. Don Mina, Umina. The two contexts of the Gzeirah Shavas, the two places, they're a total limud. Or the other way of looking at Gzeirah Shava is that we learn certain halachas, but not all halachas. There still remain some differences between the two contexts. That's called don mina, learn from there, va'uki ba'asra, but then leave it in its spot. Leave the independence of each of the sides in their spot. That's don mina omina, learn everything, or don mina va'uki ba'asra. That's a general machlokas about Gzeirah Shavas. So Rava says, no matter what you hold about that machlokas, it will be difficult to learn this halacha in this Gzeirah Shava. Again, what are we trying to do? We're trying to say that just like the wife's grandmother is Asur Daraisa, so too his own grandmother is Asur Daraisa. So Abaye says you learn that because there's this pasuk to exclude it. Rava says no, misvara. Misvara, you can't learn that, no matter what you say about that general machlokas. So now he's going to explain, go into detail regarding each one. Lamanta Amar Don Mina. According to the one who says that Gzeirah Shavas are total. So what would you say? As follows. Mahi Eim Ima Asura Avunami Eim Ima Asura. This is what you want to say. Did you want to say just like your wife's grandmother is Asur Daraisa, so too your own grandmother, his mother's mother? But then Umina, you'd have to keep going. Because it's a total Gzeirah Shava, according to the Manda Amar Don Mina Umina. And what would you also say? Umina. Mahi Bisrefa, just like your wife's mother's mother is with the Misa of Srefa, Avhunami Bisrefa. So you'd also say that the man's own grandmother, his mother's mother, is also Bisrefa. And you know what? That's problematic to say that. Why is that problematic to say that? As follows. Laman Damar Srefa Chamura. If you hold that Srefa is the most stringent Misa, maybe more if we need. Laman damar Srefa Chamur. If you say Srefa is the most Chamur, then Ikal Mifrach. Then you have a problem. Why? Three problems. Rav is going to quote three problems. Why it's a problem to say that a man's own grandmother gets, if he lives with her, he gets Srefa. Question number one. Malahi Shekin Ima Bisrefa Tomar Behu Sheimo Biskila. 1 second. Your wife's mother, if you live with your mother-in-law, you get Srefa. And if you live with your own mother, you get Skila. But if you hold Srefa Chamura, so then maybe that reflects that your wife's family are much more usher to you than your own family. So who says your own grandmother should be usher at all? If Sreif is more Chomer, then only your wife's relatives are more, right? Because and you see that only your mother-in-law you get Sreifa with, not your own mother. So maybe you should say it's not Asra at all. The Ode, and number two, Emo Biskila, Aim Emo Bisrefa. If you say that you learn out this Gzeirah Shava totally, then you're going to say if a man lives with his own mother, he's going to get Skila. If he lives with his own grandmother, he's going to get Sreifa. 1 second, if Sreif is more Chomer, why should we say that? Why should we say that? If the grandmother only is usher mishum the mother. So how could the grandmother get a harsher punishment? And finally, third question, the ode, mahi lo chilaktaba bein ima la'emima. If you're comparing it, so you should say there's similar context. Just like your wife's family, mother and grandmother get the same misa, which is Srefa. Afu lo nami lo takla bo bein ima le'emimo. So to on his side, you should say there's no difference. So how could it be that we know a man lives with his own mother, he gets Skila, and now you're trying to tell me that with his grandmother, he's going to get Srefa. So Rava says for those three reasons, it doesn't work. It doesn't work if you hold don mina umina, and you hold that Srefa is the more chamur onesh.
So does it mean that we don't learn the Gzeirah Shava then?
So you can't learn the Gzeirah Shava so far. You will learn the Gzeirah Shava only for what we said on the top line. You will learn it to know that his daughter and granddaughter from his Anusa would be Asur. But even though you hold in general, don't mino mino, but if you have a halachic problem, a logical problem with part of the Gzeirah Shava, you don't have to go so far. Fine. Ulamanda amar skila chamura. We're still within the opinion of don mino mina. So if you say tsreif is more chamur, we just explain why it's a problem. Ulamanda amar skila chamur. And if you say what we hold, that skila is more chamur, then mehai kushaloni dona. Question three is still problematic. The first two questions are based on the fact that tsreif is more chamur, so those aren't questions. But the third question is still problematic. What was the third question? If you say it's a gzeira shava, so you should say, just like her relatives get the same misa, mother and grandmother, so too his relatives should get the same misa. And if you say this limud is not going to work, so that's why Rava says, if you say don mino mina, it's not going to work. So let's go to the other side now. Ulamanda amar domina vuki ba'asra. And if you say the other view of gzeira shavas in general, that you don't say you have to go all the way. You can have a gzeira shava, you can learn one detail and not all details. It'll still be problematic here. Why? Mahi emim asura afunami emim asura. That's what we're trying to say. That just like her grandmother is asura to me, so do his grandmother is asura to me. So vuki ba'asra, and you would say, don't learn it the whole way, leave it in its spot. And what would you say? Hasamhu dibisrefa. Only your wife's grandmother you would get srefa with. Avalhacha biskila. But his own grandmother he'd get skila with. Kidashkachan b'imo. Right? Just like you find by his own mother. So his own mother and grandmother would get skila, but not his wife's. So they're just right across. There's chairs. So Lamanda Amar, so again we said that's a problem. Lamanda Amar Srefa Chamura. If you say Srefa is more chamur, ikala mifrach. You can ask the first question we asked before. Malahu Shekin Ima Bisrefa, Tamar Bahu, Shehu Ima Biskila. If you say Srefa is more chamur, and your wife's grandmother, if you have a relationship with her, gets Srefa. So who says his own grandmother should be Yasser because his own mother gets skila? So maybe it's not such a stringent context that the grandmother should be usher at all. The ode, and also, who kehi? We should say, he is like her. Mahi lo, again, the same, he meaning his relatives are like her relatives. Mahi lo chilaktaba, bein bita la'emima. Just like her side, there is no difference in the misa between if I live with my wife's daughter, or if I live with my wife's grandmother, they're both srefa. So too, there shouldn't be a difference between if I live with my own daughter and my own grandmother. And according to this lima, there would be a difference, because my own daughter is srefa and my own grandmother would be skila. So therefore, that's why it wouldn't work if you say srefa is more chamur. Ulamanda amar skila chamura mehai kushaloni dona. And if you say skila is more chamur, this last question is still a problem. Period. Everybody take a breath. Right? So this is part one of the Gemara. So what did we do so far? Just to summarize. Again, it's always good to summarize, but we're focusing on the Gemara right now just to get through this section. We had a Gzeira Shava yesterday saying, just like my wife's relatives are usher to me, so too my relatives are usher to me. Who did we specifically include? We included daughters and granddaughters, because my own granddaughters and granddaughters are not mefurish in the Torah. So we had a Gzeira Shava to say, just like my wife's daughter and granddaughter are usher to me, that's mefurish. Parshas Kedoshim and Achraimos, putting it together like we did yesterday. So to my own daughter and granddaughter, that doesn't have anything to do with marriage. I was mezana with a woman, and I have a daughter and a granddaughter. That's Asur Daraisa to me, Srefa. That's clear. So now we're trying to say, why don't we extend that Gzeira Shava? So first we try to extend it to my own grandmother, my mother's mother, which is not an Issa Daraisa. That's only one of the Shnios. It's one of the Issa Darabanans. So we tried to say, could you extend the Gzeira Shava? Abaye and Rava tell me no. Abaye says, there's a pasuk to tell me no. Rava says, logic says, I can't say it. That is all part one. So now we're going to try again, another one. And these are the first two parts of the Gemara, and then it'll get a little less focused on these limudim.
What's the second question over here? Because if we're saying that we're trying to keep it in its context, but we seem to be all of a sudden...
So, correct. Keeping in context, I guess, still assumes there has to be a parallel. Keeping in context means you could have certain details that are somewhat different, but based on that question, I was bothered by that too, based on that question, it seems like there still has to be a parallel between the contexts. And this would be such a difference. If you have different relatives here that have the same punishment, you'd assume they wouldn't have to have the same punishment as the other side, but within themselves they'd have to have the same punishment and be parallel. The Gemara is assuming there still has to be something, a parallelism, even though there will be independence. Okay, so let's try again. What are we going to try this time? Daughters-in-law. Here we go. Next question. E mahu kalaso asura. Just like We're going in the other direction. A person's own daughter-in-law is also daraisa. Right? Mahu kalaso asura. Just like a person, if he lives with his daughter-in-law, it's an issa daraisa. Afhi kalaso asura. Right? So too, his wife's daughter-in-law should be asur to him. And it's not true. His own wife's daughter is not asur daraisa to him. That's the question. So can we include that in this Gzeir Shava? Right, the Gzeir Shava goes in both directions. How do you know his own daughter-in-law? See, Rashi quotes that. We had that back earlier, Daf Nun Gimel, beginning of Perek Daled Mises. So that's what we're trying to do now. Daughter-in-law, just like the husband's daughter-in-law is also to him, so too the wife's. Let's say a person marries somebody, and she brings in a son and daughter-in-law from a previous marriage. So it's not my daughter-in-law. It's my wife's daughter-in-law. So that should be Asa Daraisa. Just like my own daughter-in-law is Asa Daraisa, so then my wife's daughter-in-law should be Asa Daraisa. So again, we have the same type of structure in the next 15 lines. Amar Abaya Markra, no. Eshes Binchahi. It's your son's wife is Asar, your daughter-in-law. Mishameshes Bincha Tamachaivo, Vieta Machaivo, Mishameshes Bina. Right? Special limit again, a special pasuk saying only your son's wife and not your daughter's wife. Okay, not your wife's son's wife. Okay, number one. Or Rava Amar, Rava again says, Bein Lamanda Amar Don Mino Mino, Bein Lamanda Amar Don Mino Vugi Basra. Whether you say in general, Gzeir Shavas have to go the whole way, Don Mino Mino, you have to compare them totally, or whether you say in general, Don Mino Vugi Basra, or whether you say there could be some independence to the different sides of Gzeir Shavas, I can learn something, but Uki Basra, leave each in their own independent spot, no matter what you say about the Machlokas in general, Lo Asya. It's not going to work here to try to include my wife's daughter-in-law. Why? So now we explain again. Laman to Amar don mino mina. According to the one that says you always go full force, you always go Gzeir Shavas have to be total. So what would you say? Mahu kalaso asura. Afhi nami kalasa asura. Just like it's I'm usher with my daughter-in-law, so too with my wife's daughter-in-law. But then you'd also have to say, umina. The punishment has to be the same. Mahu b'skila, just like a man with his own daughter-in-law gets skila, right? This is one of the skilas. Afunami b'skila, so too he also, with his wife's daughter-in-law, should also get skila, right? That's the punishment that would be suggested. But that can't be. Why? Here we go. Laman da amar skila chamura. Now we ask it from the other way first. If you say skila is the more stringent punishment, so he can mitrach, so you can ask. Ma lehu shekein imo b'skila. So maybe the wife's daughter-in-law shouldn't be usher because his relatives are more stringent. After all, if a man lives with his own mother, he gets skila. Tomar bihi sheima b'sreifa. But if I live with my mother-in-law, so I get sreifa. So that shows me that my own relatives are more stringent. So maybe only my daughter-in-law should be usher, and not my wife's daughter-in-law. V'od, and also, bita b'sreifa, v'kalasa b'skila. If I live with my wife's daughter, so I get sreifa. If I live with a daughter-in-law, I'm going to get skila. Skila is more stringent. Why does that make sense? It's like Mara says, 1 minute. That was not a problem. Why? Hu ba'atzmo yochiach. His own relatives will prove. De bita b'sreifa, v'kalasa b'skila. Right, from his own side. And then we know that's true. If a man lives with his own daughter, he gets sreifa, like we just learned, right? That was what the whole source started with. But his own daughter-in-law gets skila. So don't ask me that problem. I'm like, okay, that one's answers. So forget that one. I'll ask you another one. Ela mahu lo chilakta bo bein imo lekalaso. Just like regarding his relatives, there's no difference between his mother and his daughter-in-law. They both get skila. Afhi lo tachluk bo bein imo lekalaso. So too regarding her relatives, they both should get the same punishment of sreifa. Right, the mother gets sreifa. So if I live with my mother-in-law, I get sreifa. So I live with my wife's daughter-in-law. But that's not true according to this limud. Because we would be saying my mother-in-law is sreifa. My wife's daughter-in-law would be skila. So again, there wouldn't be a parallel. Ulamanda amar sreifa chamura. And even if according to the other opinion, mehaiku shaloni dona. This last question is also a question. The two questions here. The second one will still be a problem. And the other side, now let's go. Ulamanda amar don mina vuki ba'asra. And even if you hold the other way in general about Gzeir Shavas, you don't learn them the whole way. Mahu kalaso asura. Just like, what are we suggesting? Just like he's asur with his daughter-in-law. Af hi kalaso asura. So too, a man is asur with his wife's daughter-in-law. Vuki ba'asra. What would we say? We'd give them independence. Hasamhu dibiskila. The my own daughter-in-law I would get skila with, aval hacha bisreifa, but my wife's daughter-in-law I get sreifa. Kid the ashkachan b'ima, just like my wife's mother I'd get sreifa with, so did my wife's daughter-in-law I get sreifa with. So that's the suggestion. So now Rav is going to say why it doesn't work. L'man da amar skila chamura, if you hold skila is more chamur, ika lemifrich, ma lehu shekein imo b'skila. Tamar behishi ima b'sreifa. Like with the first question we just asked before. If you say skila is more chamur, then maybe we should say the daughter-in-law of my wife is not asra at all. Because only my relatives have our astringent context. Because after all, my mother, if I live with, I get skila. And my mother-in-law, I only get sreifa. So maybe you shouldn't be asra at all. The daughter-in-law of my wife. The ode, and also, final line, mahu chilaktabo beit bita lakalaso. Just like him, by the man's relatives, there is a difference between daughter and daughter-in-law. Right? If I live with my daughter, I get sreifa. If I live with my daughter-in-law, I get skila. So afitachlo by bita lakalaso. So for two, there should be a difference between bita lakalaso. But according to your suggestion, they would both be sreifa. So that's why there wouldn't be parallelism and the lima doesn't work. Ulamanda amar nami sreifa chamura, and if yod sreifa is more chamur, mehai kusha lo nidonin. You still have the last question. Period. Take another breath. End of that section. End of the sugya. Okay, so now we're going on to new material, and we are actually going to talk about more than Gemara and Rashi today as well, but this Gemara, you gotta spend time on, make sure we have it clear. Okay, so those were two sections of the Gemara that we did so far. We tried to prove that I'm Usur Midaraisa with my mother's mother. That didn't work. We tried to prove that I'm Usur with my wife's daughter-in-law, and that also didn't work. So those might be Usur Darabanan, but they're not Usur Daraisa. Okay, now we get back to what the Mishnah had been talking about. Good. So bito me anu saso minayin. So now we're trying to talk about bito me anu saso. So that is not written mefurish. How do I know that my daughter? Right, well, this is what was discussed in the Xavier Shava from yesterday. Zachar ben Akevis. So how do I know that my daughter from my anusa, from my who I was mizana with? How do I know that she gets I get sreifa? So three answers. Ha'amar abaya kal v'chomer. So number maybe it's like kal v'chomer. Al bas bito anush. Al bita lokal shekein. If I'm usher with my granddaughter, kal v'chomer, then I'm usher surely with my own daughter. Right? That's number one. That's what we learned yesterday. We learned bas bito yesterday in that Gzeira Shav originally. So surely you should include daughter. Al bas bito anush. Al bita lokal shekein. That's abaya. Says the Gemara back, v'chi onchin min adin. You can't be punished based on a kal v'chomer. So how could you say that? So the Gemara answers, gilui milsa ba'almahu. It's not really a kal v'chomer. It's a gilui milsa. Why? Rashi explains. If I'm saying my granddaughter is usur to me, so surely my daughter, is that a kal v'chomer? No. My granddaughter is usur because my daughter is usur. It's an extension of my daughter. So if the granddaughter is usur, it's not that there's a kol shekein. That's not a kol shekein. It's like the branch is usur, so the root, of course, is usur. They're building off each other. That's not called a kal v'chomer. That's a gilui milsa. Rashi says, what's a kal v'chomer? A kal v'chomer is, for example, if my half-daughter is usur, or let's talk about sisters. If my half-sister is usur to me from my mother's side, and my half-sister is usur to me from my father's side, that surely if I have a sister that's my full sister, it should be usur. That's a kal v'chomer. And you can say, Eino Shemin Adin there. Because the half-sister is not usur going through this, the full sister is not usur going through the half-sister. But a granddaughter to a daughter, that's through each other. So that's not a kal v'chomer. But obviously, Rava thinks, the Gemara still asks me, Eino Shemin Adin. So it's a machlokes amoraim, whether you say the principle of Eino Shemin Adin by a gili milsa. So the Achronim explain, maybe that's totally on how do you look at the principle of Ein Onshin Min Adin. As we mentioned in the past, what's the Svara for Ein Onshin Min Adin? Why can't you punish based on a Kal V'chomer? If you say it's based on, let's say, one of the Svaras that Rabbi Yosef Engel mentions, that it's so stringent, maybe this isn't enough. Right? You're going to say, surely, in this case, maybe even by a Gili Mosa you'll say that Svara. So what? It goes through, but still it's a more stringent context. The daughter is more usher than the daughter than the granddaughter. So maybe you'd still say Ein Onshin Min Adin in that context. But maybe if you say some of the other svaras, like maybe if you say, no, Gzeiras HaKasa, Vidihi BaTorah, you can't be Onshin Min Adin. Or maybe the other svar is that maybe there's a problem with our logic. What's the problem with our logic here? It's the daughter. So maybe there you would say Ocha Ben Adin in that context, because there's no svara for Ein Ocha Ben Adin. Okay, that's an important machlokas though. Do we say Ein Ocha Ben Adin by Gilui Milsus? Okay, number two. Second source for Bitomi Anusasa. Rava Amar, Amar Liri Vieslabar Abdimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. It's based on Psukim, based on Xerish, a double step of Xerish Shava. Number three, Tani Avuad Rebbe Avin, Lefi Shalolamanu Lebitomi Anusasa, because we don't have a special, specific pasuk for Bito from Anusa, Hutzra Chakasiv Lomar, Uvas Ish Kohen. We learned that from the extra word by Abbas Kohen, right? What does it say? Abbas Kish Kohen, the daughter of the man of a Kohen, Kitecha Liznos, when she starts to be Mirzana, Esavia Himechalelas. So why does it say Uvas Ish Kohen? Why not Uvas Kohen? Uvas Ish Kohen. Of course, she's a bas ish kohen. What's that word ish? So we darshan, even if you're just an ish by yourself, you're not married to anybody. So that's how you know ish. That's the source for his daughter from an anusa, meaning if he rapes a woman and they are not married, a bas ish kohen. So the Gemara said that's the source. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If that's true, so why don't you go even further? If the whole context of a man being usher to his daughter that he had out of wedlock. Bitomi Anusasa, so if the context is Bas Kohen, so why don't you say that the same rules apply? Ima Bas Kohen, he Bisrefa Vein Bo'ala Bisrefa. By a Bas Kohen, we know is a special din. We discussed it earlier in the 7th parak. She gets Srefa, but the one she was Mizana with does not get Srefa. Stavka, her, the man who was Mizana with gets Skila. Bitomi Anusasa, he Bisrefa Vein Bo'ala Bisrefa. So why shouldn't we say that in general by Bitomi Anusasa, if the whole source is Bas Kohen? Answers the Gemara. Two answers. Number one, Amar Abaya, Amar Kra. And we'll say something about this in a minute, but let's just finish the sentence first. Amar Abaya, Amar Kra, Esavia hi mechaleles. No, this special din applies where she is being mechaleles her father, meaning she's bringing shame onto her father. Misha mechaleles Esavia, only someone that she is mechaleler via through her actions. Yatzazusha via mechalalah. Here, if her father lives with her, then her father is being mechalal her. She's not acting in memela, her father is disgraced. And if a case of a man lives with his daughter, so the man is being mechalal the daughter, so therefore the same dinim don't have to apply. This context is not where she's being mechalal her father. Or Rava Amar, a second svara, Bishlama Hassam, Afikte Midina de Bas Kohen, Vukimta Adina de Bas Yisrael. If a man lives with a Bas Kohen, so what do we say? Oh, only the Bas Kohen gets Srefa, not him. What does he get? There's another choice. What does a man get in general if he's Mizana? He gets Skila. So we could say he doesn't get Srefa, he gets Skila. Hacha, but over here, there's no source in the Torah for a man living with his Anusa. So if you say he's not going to get what she gets, so you have no source for anything. What? He's Pater? You can't say that. Hacha, Adina de Man Mukmislay. Who are you going to say? Adina de Pnuya Mukmislay? There's nothing else to give. So therefore you have to say that he is included. Period. Stop there for a moment. There is a shita of a Rambam, which the Achronim discuss, how the Rambam learns a Argamar. The Rambam says that, where's my Rambam? The Rambam says in Hilchos Yibum, Misha Zina im Isha, a man is mezana with a woman. Bein Pnuya Bein Eishes Ish. Vinis Abra. The man is mezana with a woman and there's a baby that this woman has. Va'omar Zeha Uber Mimenihu. And the man says, that's my child. Woman has a baby, out of wedlock. The man says, that's my child. Va'afilu hi modelo. Even if she says, yeah, it's his child. Afal Pishu Benolin Yerusha. Fine. Yerusha, this kid could get the Yerusha. Hareze Suffik Le'inyin Yibam. We don't believe the parents. This is out of wedlock. Because the Rambam says, Kishem Shazina Simo Kachzina Samachir. It could be this woman was with other men. It was a Maisa's Nus. A man does not have the power to identify his son that was born out of wedlock. Very important halacha. Ume ayin yodeh hadavar shezeh b'no vaday. V'harei ein lo chazaka elo lo olam safiku ulahachmer dadin ba v'choletzes v'lo misyabemis. That is the shita of the Rambam. So asks the Magen Mishnah, din zeh einam avur b'gemara. Nowhere in Shas is this clear, that if a man is mezana with a woman, he's not believed to say that this is his son. Where did the Rambam get that from? Avodas Rabbeinu Hu, it must be, this is letting it misvara. Sega misvara. But the Magen Mishnah says, but if a man has a son from an anusa, b'no me anusaso, o mi mefutaso, af hu eini yodea zebabirur. You don't know. Hilkach machmarinen bo. V'zed davar barur be'eshazish. By a married woman, you assume. Most bias a married woman has is with her husband. So therefore I can assume the husband can say, this is my son. But by a ma'isa's nus, you don't say, avapnuya hayanir alachalik, beinim hi chashuda me'enu bavad, o chashuda me'achirim. That is the Magen Mishnah's discussion. This is the shita of the Rambam. So the question is, let me just find the question. So ask the Divrei Chayim, ask the Sanzer. So how could your man ever be Chayiv on Bito Me'anusaso? It's never Vadai Bito. This whole drasha about Bito Me'anusaso, it's never going to be Vadai Bito here. So how could he ever be put into death? How are you going to know this is Bito? The mother's not believed. The father, what? DNA evidence. Right? So how do you ever be Mechayiv a man on Bito Me'anusaso, according to the Rambam? Says the Divrei Chayim, it's unbelievable Meduyuk. What do these cases keep saying all over? Bito Me'anusaso. Why doesn't it say Bito Mi Mefutaso? From the woman he seduced? Why dafka Bito Me'anusaso? If you're Medayik in that Rambam, the Rambam says if a man's Mezana with a woman, but he's not Mechayiv, it doesn't say Mefurish, is it Mefuta or Ma'ones? So suggest the Divrei Chayim. That Rambam that you're not believed, that's by a mefuta, meaning a woman who seduced. She probably was mezana with a lot of women, or a lot of other men. But me'anusaso, how many times is a woman raped? It's probably the only time. So a man and a woman would be believed, me'anusaso. Only me mefutaso, if it was beratzon, if a man was mezana with a woman and they both did it willingly, that's when this woman probably did it with other men too. So that's why the Rambam is probably only by Mefutaso, and the Gemara could even be by Me'anusaso. Amazing Diak. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Azhara Labita Me'anusaso Minayin. So we just learned out what the Onesh was for Bita Me'anusaso. Three sources. How do you know the Azhara, the warning? Every Onesh, every time there's a pasuk in the Torah about Arayas, it's got to be double. You have to have an Ashara and you have to have an Onesh. So, Bish, the Malabayava Rava, Mehechad, Nafku, Onesh, Mehasla, Nafku, Lu, Ashara. According to the first two pshatim we had here, is based on the psukim. So, whatever source is for the Onesh, you have for the Ashara. Right? Number one was, Abaye said it was a Kavachomer. So, that Kavachomer, the Gilui Milsa. So, you also learn the Ashara based on the Kavachomer. Rava said, Heina, Heina, Zima, Zima. So, you also learn that too. Elo Lidatani Avuad Rebbe Avid Mai. But according to the third opinion, where's the Ashara? So I'm Rabbi Yalom, I'm across the following. Al Techal is Bitchal Aznosa. That pasuk, don't be Mechal your daughter to cause her to be Mizana. So that's how do you cause your daughter? If a man lives with his daughter, that's the pasuk. Maskav lo Rabbi Yaakov, Achua Drev Achabar Yaakov. Hi, Al Techal is Bitchal Aznosa. Well, Hachiyud Asa. Is that really true? This pasuk is coming to teach me that a man is not allowed to live with his daughter? Haimi boy, look at the Tanya. No, I thought it's teaching me the following. Al techalas bitchalas nosa yachol bekoin amesias bito lalevi v'yisrael akazam medaber. You might think that what does it mean that a man is not allowed to be mechal his daughter? You might think that if a man is a kohen, he cannot marry his daughter off to a levi or a yisrael. That's the Havamina. You're being Mechal your daughter. What does that mean? Because she can't eat truma anymore. She can't eat truma, so maybe you're not allowed to do that. Maybe every Bas Kohen has to marry a Kohen. That's the Havamina. Tamalomar, no. Lahaz Nosa, Bechilu Shebiznusa Kazamadaber. The Chilu we're talking about here is not making her an Eshes Yisrael. We're talking about Znus. But Moser is Bito Shalola Shemisa. So if you give over your daughter for a Maisa Znus. But you see, that's what the Pasuk's teaching me. The Pasuk's teaching me that it's talking about Znus, but there's no problem with giving your daughter over, if you're a Kohen, to a Yisrael. So how can you say it's being used to teach me you're not allowed to be with your Bito Me'anusaso? So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if that's all it's teaching me, Le Makra Al Tachel. My Al Tichalel, Shma Minah, Tarti. So you learn both. Ask some of the Mefarshim, what kind of Havamina is that? It's an unbelievable Havamina. You might have thought that every Bas Kohen has to marry a Kohen? It's besides the fact that it's logically, why should you say that? But even in the Torah, you have a whole parsha in the Torah. The Torah says, if a woman marries a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So there's a whole parsha in the Torah that says that. So why would you have thought that a woman is not allowed to marry a Kohen? Especially, we know there's a Machlokas, beginning of Masechas Temura. There's a Shita that says, if you do an Aveira, it doesn't work. I'avid lo mahani. Like if I try to marry my sister, it doesn't work. So here, if you say it doesn't work, so then how could there be a parsha in the Torah that says, if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael, she can't eat Truma anymore? So how could you say that? So answer, one of the Achronim answer, the Torah's Chaim answers, maybe there would be, the Hava means that there's a difference between a father and her doing it herself. A woman can get married to whoever she wants. Once she's a Bulgarish, she can marry whoever she wants. That's what the Torah is talking about. The Havami is only by the father. Where the father is in control, the father is not allowed to marry the daughter off. So that's an important Havami in terms of differences between father's marriage for the daughter and daughter's marriage herself. Okay, five lines to the bottom. Hi, Altachalos Bitchalas Nosamayavalai. Abai and Rava, who didn't need this pasuk of Altachalel, they had other sources. So what do they use this pasuk for? Omer Rebbe Mani. Zeha Mesi has Bitol Zakain. If a man marries off his daughter to a very old man, that's what's meant in the pasuk. Don't cause your daughter to do znus. Because what's going to happen if your daughter marries a very old man? She's not going to be attracted to him. There's not going to be a taiva. She's going to end up being attracted to other men. That's what it's referring to. It's going to cause znus. How old is old? What do you mean? If you have somebody who's 10 years older, there are marriages like that. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a real zakein. A zakein meaning a man who doesn't have gvuras anoshim anymore. Somebody who's just not in the parsha of taiva anymore. He's not in the parsha, so that he's not going to be able to have a maisabiyah. So that's the context. A man shouldn't marry his daughter off, and a daughter shouldn't marry, because that will only lead to problems. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what's the other case referred to in the pasuk? Zehamasha bito bagaris. If a man specifically delays his daughter from getting married, and she's already 12 years old. Already 12 and a half years old. Wow. So late. Anyway, so Amar Rav Kahana Mishum Rabbi Akiva. So let's continue that a little bit. We'll see that he does this on purpose because he still wants to have help at home, even though he might find a proper suitor. Right? No, I want her to help me at home. Right? If that's why. Again, remember, in those days, people got married much earlier. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein lachani bi Yisrael, there's no one poorer than in the Jewish people, ela Rasha Arum, except for a sly, wicked person, a Rasha Arum, v'hamasha bito bagaris, or somebody who doesn't marry off his daughter, somebody who delays marrying off his daughter." Says the Gemara, "Atu hamasha bito bagaris lav Rasha Arum hu?" What do you mean? If somebody delays marrying off his daughter, that is a Rasha Arum, right? Because he's trying to keep her he wants to save on household help. So therefore, he's going to keep his daughter, not let her get married, even though she's in the Parsha already. At that time, she was already in the Parsha, because I'm in it for myself. So that is a Rasha Arum. He's saying, oh, I love you so much, I can't bear that you leave my house. But really, he has his own motives. So, Amar Abai, okay, you're right. Read the Gemara like this. Hachik Amar. Ezehu Ani Rasha Arum. So it's all one sentence. Who was an Ani Rasha Arum? Zehamashi Bita Bogaris. It's all one sentence. Fine. Amar Avkahana Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Havi Zahir Min Hayo Atzcha Lefi Darko. Be careful of those who give you advice Lefi Darko, according to their own benefit. Sometimes people might give you advice, but really they're after themselves. They're not really giving you good advice, right? This is the Yisod HaRaisa of last week, Lefnei Iver. Right? If you're giving bad advice. The Maharik has a tshuva related to this. The Maharik says, it's a tshuva quoted in the Ramah, quoted in the Ramah in Yoredeya. What if a boy wants to get married to a certain girl, or a girl wants to get married to a certain boy, and it's wonderful, alamailus, and the parent says no. Father says, no, I don't like this guy. I don't like this guy, I don't like this girl. One of the slana comes up sometimes, causes major strikes with the parents. But let's say this alamailus, there's nothing wrong with this person, it's just that, I don't know, the child rubs the parent the wrong way. Marik has that tshuva in 1600s. Even earlier, 1500s. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. It's got to be before the Ramah. So, says the Marik, what might this going, meaning, let's say the parent, why is this talking about here? The parent has this, he doesn't want this child for whatever reason, right? This is advice lefi darko. So they have to listen. What about kibbutz avim? What about kibbutz avim? Right, this question is asked about what if the son wants to learn in a yeshiva and the father doesn't want to learn in yeshiva? What if this is about marriage? So asher nistapachta, im yishkoach biyad av, lemchos biyad beno lisa isha, asher yachvotz bahaben. Lani is daiti, nira, shim hi isha hahogenes lo, if it's a proper girl, she'ein kalach b'yad av limchos b'yad ben. No, there's no. You're not allowed to. Dekarov hadavar be'enai lios kimitzave la'avar al divrei Torah. It's as if the father's asking him to do an avera. Why? Because the Gemara, we know Maseches Kedushin, says you're not allowed to get married before you see your kala, also l'kadosh ashirena, which means
Marriage is a personal decision. You got to like the person you're marrying. And here you have somebody who you want to marry, and your father's not letting you marry. It's going against Chazal. It's going against the Chazal. It's asking her to do an Avera. So that's number one. Number two, and this is a big, important yisod, Kibud Avaim only has to do with items relating to the parents. But if something, so the father might say, hey, it's going to relate to me because I don't like, right, it's going to reflect on my family. But make her then, that's it. Avo bo milsa de lo shayich v'gavei, ki hacha, pshita de'in koach ha'av lumchos beben, lo mishem kavet v'lo mishem mora. What's kavet? It has to do with eating and drinking and giving him food and sitting in his spot. But otherwise, for example, it gives a similar, what if the father says, you have to vote for so-and-so? You're allowed to vote for somebody else in an election? That's not keeping up aim. And then the father might say, it's gonna hurt him. But that's very indirect. That's the yesod of the Maharik in Shoresh, in this Shoresh Kuf Samach Vav, that in this case, if it's Lefi Darko, if he's giving advice, but it's only for him, so then we say, you don't have to listen. Amar Yehuda Marav Vaiter Hamesi Esbito Lezaken, if a person marries off his daughter to a very old person. Vamesi Isha Lebeno Katan, or he marries off his wife, he marries off a woman to, he arranges the marriage for his very young child. Beno. Vahamachzer Avidasa Lakusi, or if he returns a lost item to a Kusi, to a non-Jew, a love a kasav omer, that's where the Torah says about this person, leman sfos haraves hatzameya. You're putting together the rava, the saturated, with the tzameya, that who is still thirsty. Lo yova Hashem salach lo, Hashem is not going to forgive you. What does that mean? Meaning, the first two cases are where you have a large age gap, so you have somebody who's thirsty for maisa biya, to bat taiva, to have that relationship, and somebody who's satiated, he's a zakein, right, or a katan, who has no taiva. So that's why it's a violation of this pasuk. But what about the third one? If you return an aveda to a kusi, what's wrong with that? So Rashi says you're blurring the lines between Yehudi and non-Yehudi, and a Yehudi is thirsty for mitzvahs. That's the definition of a Jew. He's semeil mitzvahs, and a one from the umas olam is not semeil mitzvahs. So that's why you're blurring the lines, and that's svos haravet hatzemeya. In the Shulchan Aruch, important Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. In Simen Reish Samach Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Avedas Akum Muteres Meikar Hadin Vahamachzira Hareza Over Avera Mneishu Machzik De Over Avera. That's the Lashon of the Rambam. You're giving them. You're being Machzik De Over Avera. That's what the Ber Agola right here says. That's the language of the Rambam. Meaning, if there is a non-Jew who is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, no problem with returning. Because the Shulchan Aruch quotes that's how the Rambam reads our Gemara. Kusi here means an Oved Avodah Zarah. If somebody's not an Oved Avodah Zarah, there's no problem. They're not going to thank their God. Oh, thank you, God, for. They're not going to thank. But then the next line is Halacha L'maisa. The next line is all we have to know. V'im hechzira l'kadesh es Hashem, k'dei sheyefa'aru es Yisrael, v'yedu sheheim ba'alei amunah, harei zeh meshubach. That's it. If you have a chance to make a Kiddush Hashem, then you gotta return it. Uvamakam sheishchil Hashem avedosu asur, and surely if it's a chil Hashem possible, you have to return it. But that's basically halach lamaisa. In all these cases, there's a kiddush Hashem possible, and therefore one has to return it.
What's the definition of the kiddush Hashem in this context? If they're going to be thanking their God?
They're going to be saying, "Wow, the Jews! The Jews are so honest. The Jews are so they do this," and that overrides, let's say.
But is that a kiddush Hashem to reflect well on the Jews? Is that the kaddish Hashem?
If it reflects, yes. If it reflects well on observant Jews, that is a Kiddush Hashem. That is a Kiddush Hashem, because they are the people of God. Even though the people of the president isn't thinking that directly. Meisve Vaiter, I'll ask you a question. You're not allowed to marry off your child when they're young. Hov is this Shukagufa. A man loves his wife. A man should love his wife like he loves himself. Vamachabla Yosemi Gufa, and give her even more covet than he gives himself. Vahamadrich Benobanosa Bedarki Shara, and you teach your children the right way. Vahamasi and Samach Lapirkan, if you marry them off close to when they get old enough, some of Lepirkan, Alavakas of Omer, that's what the Pasuk says, V'yadata Gishalma Halecha, you'll have peace in your tents, Ufakata Navecha V'losechta, and you'll be with your Naveh, you'll be with your wife, and you won't sin. But you see from that Brisa, you're allowed to marry your kids off when they're Ketanim, some of Lepirkan. So the Gemara says, some of Lepirkan shiny. No, close is good. It just means you shouldn't do it so far. It should be very close, like right before they're in the Parsha. Tan Rabban continuing, Ha'oyev Eshchein Avam Makar Ves Karovav, if somebody loves his neighbors, Vamakariv is Krovov, or he is somebody who's Makariv, he takes care of his relatives. Vahanosi is Basachosa, or he marries his niece. Vahamal Veselani Bashastochoko, or he lends money to a poor person when the poor person needs it. Once, ask the Ksav Sofer, what do you mean? If it's a poor person, he always needs it. What do you mean, B'shas Dochko? So it says the Ksav Sofer is a beautiful Parshas Bahar. Maybe we'll mention it in the Parshas here next week. It said, B'shas Dochko, no, when the giver is B'shas Dochek. Of course the ani is B'shas Dochek. But if you give money, if you give staka, even when the giver is B'shas Dochko, so all of HaKasav Omer, us Tikra Hashem Yaneh. You call and Hashem will listen. These are all great things. Okay, there's a huge discussion of marrying your niece. First of all, is it only the daughter of your sister? What about the daughter of your brother? Any difference between the two of them? The Gemara always says basachoso. So the where are we? The Gemara in Yevamos talks about this. Rashi says dafka basachoso. Yevamos yud beis samach beis mabeis. Gaagui adim rabin alachoso Yosef and Achiv when we talk nimsa mechavev zishto. A guy is much closer to his sister than to his brother, says Rashi. And therefore, he's going to love his sister's daughter more than his brother's daughter. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Tosfos there says, the Rashbam says, nah, doesn't matter. Your brother's daughter, your sister's daughter, doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Dafka, sister's daughter, because it's Bas Mazalo. It's always in the same constellation, because what did it say? Most kids, Rov Banin, Domin Lachei Ha'im. Right, if you want to know what your kids are going to be like, go look at your wife's sister, wife's brother, right? Gemara in Bava Basra. So therefore, that's why you marry your sister's daughter. Right, the major discussion of that, as we know from past discussions, is that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in his Sava says you're not allowed to marry your niece. Usser, you're not allowed to marry your niece. That's one of the big controversial notes. How can Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid go against Shas? How can you go against Shas? Says the Noda Yehuda. We don't want to say he went against the Gemara. So it must be, says the Noda Yehuda, famous Noda Yehuda, he must have written this for his family. The whole will. Must have written for his, he saw in Ruach HaKodesh that these Zivugim weren't going to be all Yafis. He must have written for his family. Others say, give Pshat in the Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid. There's a Chuvas Evan Harosha that says, nowadays, look around. We know that many people who marry within their family, all these diseases. All these terrible diseases. People get sick if they marry their cousins, their nieces and nephews. So maybe by the time Rabbi Yehuda came along, 900 years ago, this was already happening. Nishtanu ativim, it was changing, and therefore, as the Chazon Ish says this, and others, so they said that nishtanu ativim. So you have to go against the Gemara. It's sakaras the fascists here, and therefore nature has changed, and therefore one shouldn't do it. And that's why you quote out the Stipler is recorded as saying that cousins should not marry. And others are saying that there is a shu I found from the Ravuzner in Reish Nun Beis and Chelek Tess where he allowed somebody to marry their niece. It was Alamailas. He said, if three other Rabbanim agree with me, I'll allow it. Right? He said, I'll be mitztarif with Rabbanim. So you say it's not hardcore halacha, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, in this context, because the Gemara says it's mutter. Again, this is a big sugya about marrying one's niece. Okay, two more minutes. Let's just continue. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, so now we're out of the little Agadata, and now we're back. Oh, the Rambam at the end of Perek Tezvav and Ilchas Ishus. That's the Rambam that talks about loving your wife and being mechabed your wife even more than yourself. That's what I call the refrigerator Rambam. You got to copy that Rambam and put it on the fridge. It's beautiful. It's the Shalom Bayis Rambam. If you never saw it, the last three halachas in Perek Tezvav and Ilchas Ishus. We don't have time to read it now, but it's beautiful. Tana Rabbanan. Osova eshen. Oso, what does it mean, osova eshen? Back to the cases of a man marrying his mother, his wife, and his mother-in-law. It says you kill both of them. You kill him, ve'eshen, and them. Who's them? Oso, ve'eshachas. Because after all, if you live with your wife, that's mutter. It's only your wife's mother. So, oso, ve'eshen, oso, ve'eshachas, man. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says it means him and one of them. Eshen, even though it sounds like plural, it means one of them, meaning the mother-in-law. Rabbi Akiva Omer, oso, ve'eshteyen. No, Rabbi Akiva says it means both of them. What do you mean, both of them? So Rabbi Akiva has to say, no, it's not talking about your wife, it's talking about two other women. Your mother-in-law and your grandmother-in-law. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns it, because both of those are usher to you. My binayu, Amar Abaya Mashmos Toshiniki binayu. Abaya says there's no halachic nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. It's just how you darshan the pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Oso Veshen, Oso Veshachas Mehen, it means him and one of them. Shekane Belashin Yavani, Korin Laachas Hena. Eshen, Achas Mehen. So in the language, in Greek, so hin means one. So eshen means one. The im chamosa midrash asya. And your grandmother-in-law, you learned that from midrasha. That's not mafurish on the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva samar osov eshen osov eshteyen. It means both of them, meaning mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law. The im chamosa achaksiva. And this is included in the pasuk. But there's nothing, no halachic difference. Rava amar chamosa lachamisi kibinayo. No, you know what's being alluded to here? What does Rabbi Akiva mean, both of them? He means both of them have to be alive. That's what he means. Bisraif, that meaning, Rabbi Yishmael, Savar Chamos, Olah Chamisa Bisraifa. If I live with my mother-in-law after my wife dies, right, in that case, if Reuven lives with his mother-in-law, so then Rabbi Yishmael says, you still get Sraifa. It's still the same full Israel mother-in-law. Rabbi Akiva, Savar Yisra Ba'alma. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you get an Avera, but it's not, you don't get an Isser. Let's just do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Now if we finish Skila, and we finish Sraifa, and now we're up to Hereg. Who gets Sayif? Who gets their head chopped off? Elon Erogan, Harotseach, a murderer, Bianchi Irani Dachas, and the people who were in a city that worshipped the Avodah Zarah. Rotseach, Shehikes Reyeo Be'Even or Be'Barzel, a murderer that hit his friend with a stone or with iron, V'Kavash Alav L'Tocha Mayim, or he held him down underwater. Olatocha Ar, or he didn't let him get out of a fire. Ve'en Yachol Alos Misham, and the guy can't get out. So, Omeis, and the guy dies Chayiv. No matter how you commit murder, even if you just prevent a guy from saving himself, that's also murder. What if you push him into a pool or into a fire? And he could get out. Normally he would be able to get out, but punkt his mazel, for some reason he got a cramp or something. But there's no way that you could have known that. Vameis, putter. You're not a nice guy, but you are not chayiv misa. The Rishash says, amazing. All four Mises Bezin are alluded to here. He says, you push him in water, Barzel, right, that is, or Evan is Skila, Barzel is Sayif, water is Chenek, and Or is Sreifa. No matter how you kill a person, you always get Sayif. You would have thought maybe you get killed like you tried to kill, right, like Adam Zoman, that Rashash says no. However you kill is, you always get Sayif. Shisa boas akel, shisa boas anachash. If you incite a dog or a snake on somebody, pater. You didn't actually put the snake on the person, so it's only called grumma. Hisha boas anachash, but if you take a snake and go boom to the guy's arm, Rabbi Yehuda Mechaya, the Chalim Potrin. What's the machlok, what machlok is about? So that we'll have to see, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming dafim. Again, the next couple of dafim are all about comparing standards of ritzicha, standards of nezek. Do you compare all halakha contexts? Kocho, koach kocho, what about shchita, what about netilas yadayim, what about machine matzahs? All of these come up from the next couple of dafim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow though, again, there won't be a shir, so we will pick up with Sunday's daf ayin tes. Okay, we'll stop here.